All right, it's not just people now. You got the coach ready? Because it's one of those stories.
Ooh.
It's not just people now that keep getting
fat.
Animals are becoming
fat
as well.
I have one at home.
You have one?
Yeah.
I got one that's I believe it's a thyroid condition. An overweight orangutan in England has been put on an extreme all-veggie diet. Experts say the 220-pound primate weighs twice as much as a normal healthy orangutan.
Uh-huh.
That officially makes Oshine Britain's... Got it. Britain's...
fat-est
non-human primate.
Mm.
Okay. A record that many would be fighting for. Zookeepers at Monkey World...
Well, now that's offensive because an orangutan is an ape.
It's called Monkey World Ape Rescue Center. Now, why would they call it Monkey World and then make ape part of it as well? Why not the Primate Rescue Center? Says that Oshine picked up all the extra baggage during a 13-year stint as a pet in South Africa. Apparently, she ate all the wrong foods and lots of it. We talking... cheese fries at the drive-thru? I mean, just exactly what are we talking about here? Just wrong food. Company in Germany, toy company, raising eyebrows with a new line of plush animals that have... plush animals that have psychological problems. That's right. Toy maker Paraplush has unveiled a whole line of stuffed animals with everything from bipolar disorder to severe hallucinations. For example, Dolly the sheep has multiple personality disorder, and Dub the turtle has acute depression.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
Spokesperson for the company says children and grown-ups like their vulnerability and find something in them that gives them a great sense of comfort in helping to heal. I wonder if these are talking animals. See, that could have a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
Because with the bipolar, when you pull the string, you never know what you're going to get. So that could be. Was that insensitive?
No, not for you, sir.
No. Okay, yeah, exactly. Not for you.
Consider the source, right?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. So CNN has finally announced that Piers Morgan will be taking over for Larry.
Oh, yeah.
The date will be January. That's all. Nothing beyond that. I'm guessing, I don't know, January, what did that be, first? January 3rd be that first Monday or something? Anyway, Larry has hosted the show for the past 25 years, announced his decision to leave after they told him he needed to.
After they said, you're really, really, really old.
That's and right. Bad.
That's yeah. Right, and your suspenders stink.
Yeah.
and you know, the studio, I mean, how long are they going to get the old man smell out of there? I mean,
I don't know. His last day will be December the 16th. Tell me how maudlin that will be.
Oh, they'll do a week-long farewell.
They'll show pictures of him with the big horn-rimmed glasses a lot.
It'll just get to the point. Scott, I'll put it to you this way. Your idea of hell would be to be tied down and forced to watch it.
God, I can't imagine. And one of the people who probably will not be on would be
Joan Rivers.
No, I'd say Jerry Seinfeld.
9 years, 180 episodes.
You gave it up, right?
I did.
So. They didn't cancel you. You canceled them.
You're not aware of this?
No, I'm asking
you. You think I got canceled? Are you under the impression that I got canceled?
Have I hurt you, Jerry?
I thought that was pretty well documented. Is this still CNN? I was the number one show on television, Larry.
You were all.
Do you know who I am?
Jewish guy, Brooklyn.
Yes.
Okay.
75 million viewers last episode.
What? Don't take it so bad.
Well, that's the big difference between being canceled and being number one.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Once again, even when Jerry gets mad, he's funny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't think Jerry will be on much that last week. Yeah.
And I love it. King, not often, but many times, he comes in unprepared.
Yeah.
And he can't hide it. And that was evidently one of them, and he got busted on it.
Jerry Seinfeld, he's on TV, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay. You fired them. They didn't fire you. Yeah, that's pretty much right. Anyway, so once Piers Morgan has settled into his new job, CNN will have an almost completely revamped primetime lineup. Oh, just as long as they keep that dreamy Anderson Cooper there. Anyway.
Well, yeah. After all.
It's kind of interesting.
AC360, you know.
Oh, of course. As they say, say what you will about the pundits, maybe partisan, who are on Fox or MSNBC. You know, they have higher ratings than Larry does. And so I guess they're just going to ask Larry to go on home. If they do... Maybe that last week they could go through his closet and show us his braces. I mean, all the different ones.
I still think he's been dead for 17 years. I think Disney's keeping him alive.
Yeah, could be. They could show his wives and see what they remember about him.
Yeah,
and,
the alimony.
Sure, that could be kind of interesting. Hey, here's kind of a nice note. To mark September 11th, the folks at Trump Resorts will honor all police officers and firefighters with a free buffet meal on Saturday in recognition of the heroism.
Wow. Where is this?
This would be at the Trump facilities in Atlantic City, be the Trump Taj Mahal, Trump Plaza, and Trump Marine.
We don't have one of those here, though,
we
do
don't.
We?
No, we don't, but I just thought I would give them a plug for doing that. I think that's a pretty nice thing. And then we've got some special stuff planned this weekend for first responders Saturday, right?
Yeah, Patriots Day is what it's officially being called.
Call there's going to be about 9 or 10, I believe, of the first responders that were there on 9/11. And plus, I mentioned this in one of the sportscasts, but they didn't catch it. When Coach Sherman went over to Iraq in May, he met with a lot of Aggies who are home now, and several of those that he met with are going to be guests of his on the sideline, too. So
there you go, be in his world.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's cool. Right. Hello.
Hey, they're putting the Trump building next to Papado's, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Going to have one of those there, and then, let's see what else we need. Oh, well, of course, my favorite, they'll have a Nordstrom here, so that'll be nice. So you'll have a nice place to buy expensive clothes. Hey, 847, next story. Here's the headline, Light Bulb Factory Goes Dark.
Ah,
okay, wait. Light Bulb Factory Goes Dark. Okay, we'll be here all week. The last major GE factory making just your plain old ordinary incandescent light bulbs in U.S. America is closing this month. The remaining 200 workers at the Winchester, Virginia plant will lose their jobs. The plant was made vulnerable, you know, in part by the energy conservation measure passed by Congress. Wait a minute, 2007. Who was the president in 2007?
I believe that was George W. Bush.
See? One more time. One more thing that he has done.
That's right. It's all his fault.
It is his
son of a
fault, really. President, son of a president.
That's right.
The plant, because of the conservation measure, they set the standards that essentially ban ordinary incandescent lights by 2014. You know what you need to do? You need to get a toilet that flushes using about 70 bazillion gallons like the old ones.
Ooh.
And a bunch of incandescent lights and just hold up somewhere. Just hold up somewhere. Just be a U.S. American, okay? Anyway, so they're going out of business. What, they couldn't retrain these people who make light bulbs? I mean, really? The law will force millions of American households.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's right, to switch to the more efficient bulbs that, by the way, have mercury in them.
Oh.
Mercury.
No.
Well, I want you to know that because if they break, you can't just pick them up. I mean, you know, they're just, they're dangerous because they got mercury in them.
That's right. And Ford stopped making mercury.
They did. Right. Somebody, see? So somebody's got to pick up the slack on that deal. Yeah. Anyway, the leading replacement lights are compact fluorescents, or CFLs, which are made almost entirely overseas, mostly in China.
Not China. Anywhere but China.
Do you think...
I'd rather them be made in Cuba.
Do you think that maybe they're putting some kind of resonator in those CFLs that are sending messages to us?
Well,
non-verbal messages in our brain?
You know, we can put a new resonator on it, but you got to get the part in.
I'm not sure. That could take a while.
Recent
You're right.
Polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is? I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so
right.
because some
people out there in our nation don't have that. And I believe
that's
that
really
our
terrible.
Education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq.
The Iraq, yeah.
The Iraq.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe that they
not
should
to be confused with an Iraq.
Education over here.
Just remember to end with peace for all.
US,
yeah.
Or should help South Africa.
And the home of the brave.
Countries. So we will be able to build up our future.
So we can build up our future.
Are you done yet?
Yeah. That bell didn't go off fast enough. Did it?
God, it gets longer and stupider every time. I know it was possible.
And because of the internet, it will be there forever. If she ever marries, her grandchildren will see that.
Oh, she'll marry.
Yeah.
Oh, women yes. Women like that don't go single.
No.
All right, let's not fool ourselves here, Scott.
It's true.
She's not going to wake up homely as a mule one day.
No, that's true. No. That's true. All right.
Dumb as one, but not as homely as one, yeah.
Well, and unfortunately, you can't fix dumb.
No, there's no fixing stupid. Isn't that what Ron
well,
told
yeah,
me?
But, you know, stupid. He said dumb, not
that's
stupid.
True. He did, yeah.
You can fix homely, I mean.
He say dumb? I thought he said stupid.
No, he said stupid, but yeah, Tom but, said dumb.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I
yeah,
said
yeah.
You can't fix dumb. You can fix homely, but you can't fix dumb.
Some British psychologists claim to have solved one of life's oldest, most confounding, and most embarrassing mysteries. That's why I thought we'd wait until there's only 8 minutes in the show to talk about this.
So, because it's going to dominate the rest of the time?
I don't know. They say that they have finally identified the male dance moves that will catch a woman's eye.
No, they haven't.
Remember
Elaine? Yeah, it's the dance move of reaching into your pocket and pulling out your wallet.
Yeah.
The result of that dance move will depend on whether or not you get the women.
You remember the Seinfeld where Elaine danced?
Oh, the little kicks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
You remember the song she danced to?
No, I don't. What was it?
Was Play That Funky Music
oh,
White
that's
Boy.
Right, it was, yeah. The researchers... Wow. The researchers at Northumbria University conclude that being good on the dance floor may indicate... that a man has good health, in fact, and could be a good daddy maker, you know, baby maker, baby daddy. That's it. Not a daddy maker.
Yeah. That could be a few years before that's we know that, won't we?
Yeah, we would. Researchers found that women paid more attention to the core body region. That would be the torso, the neck, the head. It was not just the speed of the movements, but the variability. Using 3D motion capture technology, that probably didn't cost much, the researchers analyzed 19 men and created animation to show both good and bad dance moves. Movements which were seen as negative by women were twitchy and repetitive.
Twitchy? I would think anything twitchy would be negative, yes.
I've been told I'm twitchy and repetitive, too.
Hey, she's watching you, boy. Don't go twitchy on us now.
Don't get all twitchy
that's
now.
That's right. Yeah.
I don't want to scare you.
That's
nothing.
Right. What'd you say? Say it
that's
again.
Right. But that girl's looking at you, and she says, he's good looking, so don't get twitchy. All right, if you're going to text your drug dealer, make sure you have the correct number.
Dang.
Lesson that a teenager in Helena, Montana learned the hard way. Instead of sending a text message to his dealer, police say he sent one, oh, man, to a county sheriff.
To the high sheriff?
Apparently so. Text read, hey, dog, do you have a 20? Yeah, exactly. Do you have a $20 I can buy right now? The sheriff in Lewis and Clark County there in Montana said that he thought it was just a joke at first.
Montana's not big enough to have a Lewis and a separate Clark County. They went ahead and just gave them. I mean, I realize what I realize what they're doing there,
yeah.
But... do you really? I mean, Clark has to play second fiddle even in county lore
Clark
now.
Clark says, I can't have... Well... They gave him Nevada.
But how do you know that's the same Clark?
It may not be. We probably need to look that up. But
you know,
yeah,
Meriwether Lewis and what, you know, Bill Clark or whatever name was.
See, and again, see? Don't know. Anyway, if there only there were a place. He said he thought it was just a joke at first. When it seemed clear that he'd received an inadvertent text, he decided to play along by telling the teen to meet him at a local business. When the police showed up, they found two teens and an older man. Detectives called the teens over. Flashed their badges. One of them fainted. straight away. Mm. There you go. You idiot. You idiot. Did the head slap on him, you dummy.
Grab your family and friends and meet at the Brazos County Expo on Tuesday, September 14th for the Taste of Home Cooking School. You'll learn 10 new recipes and helpful cooking tips and techniques for your fall entertaining. Lots of fun, door prizes, and great cooking ideas. Tickets only $11 at HEB Villa Maria Store, Celebrity Spa, Mad Hatters in Caldwell, the Brazos County Expo Complex, Heartworks, The Eagle, and TheEagle.com. The Taste of Home Cooking School, brought to you by The Eagle, Atkinson Toyota, Celebrity Spa, HEB, and Factory Builder Stores. Limited seats are available.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
It's 3-till. Just right. To show you how weird things are.
Wait. Uh-huh. Stop. First of all, I would like to point out that even without trying, I still rule. I'm sorry I can't hear you over the sound of how awesome I am.
Go ahead.
Well, I said Bill Clark in jest. It was Meriwether Lewis and William Clark. Ha-ha.
Ha-ha. Very good. Yeah. Nice job. Now, then the other thing is just kind of odd and turns things around is Clark County, Nevada.
Which is named for?
Is not named for him.
No? Do you
In
know
fact,
who it's named
yes,
for?
Yes, named for William Andrews Clark, who is a senator from?
Montana.
Well, exactly. See, so it all ties in. It's just one giant system. One giant system. So,
sorry, I think
doing
Scott,
some Simpsons.
Yeah. Sorry, Tom, I think Scott and I are breathing fumes down here.
Yeah, wasn't that Simpsons boss right
yeah,
there?
Yeah, no, oh, no, no, Mr.
It sound kind of like Mr. Burns.
Yeah,
Mr.
okay, anyway. Mm. All right, let's see, it's about 3 minutes till.
Yeah, you don't have time to give anything away, do you? I guess not.
Well, okay.
Tomorrow we're going to do it. I'm going to hold you down. I'm going to hold you down by your throat until you get stuff
this
away.
Is gonna get up wow. on, this is going to end up on YouTube.
Well, yeah. Yeah, all week I've been trying to get stuff
away. Till
the
cows come home. No, we tried to get.
Not yesterday, then. I reminded you, you didn't do it.
Yeah, we got busy.
I know. Well, that's okay. Tomorrow, tune in. We'll give stuff away.
we're going to do our dang.
Yeah, we're going to give stuff away that's running out of time.
There you go. All right, on this date in history.
I love this part.
The Second Continental Congress in 1776 made the term United States official, replacing United Colonies. In 1850, boy, we made a mistake. California became the 31st state in the Union. Yeah. I mean, they can float out in the ocean for all we care. 1956, Elvis Presley made his first of three appearances on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't swivel them hips.
Yeah. Attica, 1971. And in 2005, Michael Brown, Brownie, doing a great job.
Yeah.
Was relieved of his on-site command of that Hurricane Katrina situation. All right. You got it.
You got some time?
You got a minute and a half.
Well, I got some stuff. Well, I don't know.
I got some stuff, too.
Okay, good. Don Johnson's going to get even more wealthy. A judge has doubled his jury award for profits from Nash Bridges to more than $51 million. Judge ruled Johnson should get more than $28 million in interest from the show. He had sued three companies last year for the money he thought he was owed, and the judge agreed.
So he gets $50 million for a bad television series?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Gee. It's pretty awesome.
Exactly.
Actually.
You know, all the principles of Bonanza, the actors, are gone, and now the longtime producer, David Dortort, at the age of 93, died. He produced Bonanza, High Chaparral, and a lot of TV westerns, including the Chisholms also. And he's dead at the age of 93. And Univision was the most popular the most popular network among TV viewers age 18 to 49 last week. It's the first time a Spanish language station has beaten an English one, or the English ones, in key demographics in the U of S.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight, first football game of the NFL season, the Saints and Minnesota from the Superdome, and Taylor Swift and the Dave Matthews Band will both be performing. That's all I got.
Johnny Depp tops Forbes money list of the highest paid actors in Hollywood. Depp earned $75 million in the last year. Number two is, can you guess? Ben Stiller.
Really?
$53 million. Third is Tom Hanks, then the aforementioned birthday boy, Adam Sandler, then Leonardo DiCaprio, Daniel Radcliffe, who's like 20, Yeah. He made $25 million. Robert Downey Jr. at $22 million. Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt, George Clooney. That's the top 10 according to Forbes. We're back tomorrow. WTAW.